So like the other 80 plaintiffs in the lawsuit, the ANSA has not been paid on our contracts with the state since July 1 of 2015, although we have continued to provide the services in good faith and do expect to be paid for those services.
When you say at-home services for teen moms, what sort of work does that include?
There are trained home visitors and doulas who provide a range of support services to teen moms to help them from pre-birth through the birth of their child to help ensure the child gets the best start in life.
Have there been any consequences of not getting paid since July?
Sure. I think what's important to note is that the ANSA is not affected just on our own, but we subcontracted 25 additional community-based agencies to provide those services. Beyond that network that the ANSA supports, there are an additional set of programs who are also impacted by this state budget impasse. When we surveyed that larger network of programs, there are a range of impacts. Clearly, there's a reduction in the number of families that are able to be served. Programs are taking cost-cutting measures, including the ANSA, and those range from furlough days to staff layoffs. Salary reductions have been reported by a range of agencies. There are other, you know, we know of agencies that are suspending or providing minimal services impacting areas such as East St. Louis, Will County, Sangamon County, Chicago, Aurora. Those are examples of the kinds of impacts that we're seeing across the field.
This is a lawsuit that was filed a couple of weeks ago by 64 organizations under the Pay Now Illinois Coalition. You are one of 18 organizations that has joined in late. Why not join initially and why now?
This isn't when we joined, it's that we joined. It was a business decision, really, that we made to sue the governor, the comptroller, and the directors of the 7 statewide agencies to enforce payment on these contracts. We have the full backing of our board to pursue this course of action because, as I mentioned, we have been continuing to provide services under these contracts, and it's only fair that we, the 79 other plaintiffs, and all of the other agencies that aren't even a party to this lawsuit get paid. So we're all advocating that there be a bipartisan, fully funded budget enacted for both FY16 and for FY17.
That is part of the goal of this lawsuit. It's a message. We need money. We need it now. Pass something. But there's, of course, obviously also the actual court action. What are you hoping to achieve in the courtroom? What are you hoping a judge will decide and make happen?
Well, we certainly hope that agencies are paid for the work that they have been doing under contracts that were made with the government, with the state. That's fundamentally what we want. And in the ideal world, all agencies would be paid 100% of their contracts.
There's been some talk about this, that the human services suffering that these various organizations maybe doesn't quite hit home for Illinois residents that don't depend on them and see them as perhaps charity versus business. Do you see making the case that these are contracts? You're a business that got a signed, sealed, delivered legal document. Does that ring true, you think, to the public more so than the human side of things?
I think what has been unfortunate is that there's been greater media attention, I think, since the lawsuit has been filed than there has been often at times throughout the years while these vulnerable populations are not receiving the services that they need. We all know these are not the children and families that have the greatest visibility and have the greatest voice in this state or other states. And so, yes, we do hope that this lawsuit brings attention to the fact that the social fabric is fraying as a result of the state budget impasse.
You noted the $6 million that are at issue with this contract, but ANSA Prevention does a lot of other work. Why focus on the, say, teen mom visits versus the other work that ANSA does?
So the ANSA receives a range of contracts and funding through the state of Illinois. Some of that funding is federal pass-through. Some of that is funding, for example, for child care, which was appropriated as part of the education budget. The focus of the home visiting work that we've just been discussing is funding that the OUNCE receives from the Department of Human Services. And those are contracts that have not yet been appropriated and are not being paid by the state. And that's why we're talking about them here.
So it's fair to say that other money that the OUNCE receives from the state or from the government has gotten out to the organization because either it be the General Assembly and Governor worked out a deal that sends federal match money, or because maybe court orders or childcare, this is the money that has been contracted and not paid, and that's why it's the focus.
Yes, thank you. That is correct.
Okay.
And so the other funds, yes, have been paid. It's a question of timeliness of payment, as we know.
Obviously, OUNCE of Prevention has a woman with a very particular last name at the helm, Diana Rauner. Is there anything to be made of that when, obviously, her husband is the governor of the state of Illinois?
No. As I mentioned, this was a business decision that we made with the support and leadership of Diana and the support of the board. And this is, for us, about fairness in our contracting with the state.
Did you ever imagine, one, that it would go on this long? And I guess the follow-up to that, how long can it go on like this? Obviously, in part, that depends on what a judge decides or doesn't, but I think there's the broader question as well as the practical one.
Well, I don't think anybody expected that the state budget impasse would go on this long. I mean, I, as a citizen of Illinois and as someone who leads a not-for-profit organization, would never have expected that we would be where we are today. And I think that probably most of the citizens of our state feel that same way. I think that it's very clear, both in our sector, in the early learning world, and across all of human services, there are boards of directors and staff and management who are going to be needing to make very difficult decisions depending upon what happens between now and the end of the month, whether there is what happens as a result of this lawsuit, what happens with the stopgap budget bill, and what happens with the potential resolution for a FY17 fully funded budget. And so the OUNCE continues to advocate with range of coalitions and partners for bipartisan, fully funded FY16 and FY17 budgets.